Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, just going back to the early assessment. Are we afraid of this game like we're afraid of playing the Bengals or the Bills?
You know, less now. No. You can't
be. The way Cody was talking, the way Nick was talking made me kind of question.
Well, no, because I respected the hell out of the Bengals too. Yeah. It's that we, all year long, we thought that whoever won the AFC was going to win the Super Bowl. Said it all year long.
Yeah.
Because at first we thought the Chiefs were the best team in the NFL. Then we thought the Bills were the best team in the NFL. And we sort of went back and forth there.
And then we thought Cincinnati for a little
while. At the very end of the season, it was Cincinnati. And we sort of always talked about the NFC as afterthoughts. And that's not fair, but we know why. It's because it's despite the fact that Jalen Hurts had the season that he had, it's not fair, but we do this, and it's the truth. Everybody's still kind of looking at him saying, like, are we sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure that he's that guy? And to be fair,
well, how many really good teams did you feel like were in the NFC,
but to be fair, we did that with Joe Burrow for a year.
Yeah, we did.
We weren't even sure if he was that guy coming into this season. We made Josh Allen wait for 2.5 years.
Josh Allen had the single biggest jump between year two and year three in NFL history.
I mean, Jalen Hurts almost won the MVP this year. And then
he took a big jump from year two to year three.
But that's just it. We require so much of you in the NFL to where we really buy in. So Jalen Hurts had maybe an MVP candidate season, and we're like, I don't know.
Yeah, pretty good.
I don't know if I'm buying it. So that's silly, but it's the truth, and it's how we sort of evaluate quarterbacks. And we're really, really hard, and we have these high benchmarks for them to pass. But I'm scared of them in that they're a damn good football team. I'm more scared of them than I would be any other team that could have came out of the NFC. That's for sure.
But it's hard because Nick's right. The AFC, Kalo, was harder. It was just a harder path. Like in Kansas City got the easiest of those hard paths. Remember, that's the whole thing we talked about with the bye and all those things. Is the last thing you wanted to do was have to beat Buffalo and beat Cincinnati in the same playoff round. And they didn't have to, and Cincinnati did. And that might have been part of the factor why Kansas City got to come out on top, because all they had to do was do nothing, beat Jacksonville, which is pretty much doing nothing, and then beat Cincinnati. Like, they had an easier path than Cincinnati to Super Bowl, and nobody cares about that, and I don't care about that either. But I know on the NFC side, I tend to be a harsher judge of it, because I'm like, oh, you beat Daniel Jones, and then you beat Josh Johnson for a bit, and then Brock Purdy, who couldn't throw. The quarterback they faced in the NFC title game could not throw a pass. He had a torn UCL. He couldn't throw. It was over. And so it's like, I really do ask the question. And look, I don't have a bunch of big games because Jalen Hurts only been in the league a few years. This is his only really few games. The few big games in the NFC didn't mean anything because they weren't big games, because they were up against the Giants and the 49ers, and the 49ers were out of this game. So then I go back to college and I'm like, well, they got benched once at halftime of a college football national championship in favor of Tua Tagovailoa. Does that mean anything to me? And normally I would say no, but then Burrow makes me rethink that because obviously his big game experience mattered. It's hard because I'm just like looking for reasons to believe into Jalen Hurts, but it's hard to believe in Jalen Hurts, not as an individual or as a player in a game, but as in beating Mahomes, the single most talented quarterback in NFL history. That's the part that gives you the hangup. If it was Jalen Hurts versus enter almost any other quarterback, right? we're probably having a different conversation.
Yeah, that's just it. I don't think Jalen Hurts, if the Eagles can win this game, but it's not going to be because Jalen Hurts does it by himself. I think it could be because the Eagles rushing attack goes crazy and the Chiefs just get gashed for four quarters, but it won't be just Jalen Hurts. That would include Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell. So this offense is really talented. And that's kind of the reason why they've been so successful, is because they're not asking their quarterback to be a superhero. That reality may change in future years.
Yeah, when they have to pay other guys and he's not on a rookie deal.
But right,
maybe after this year.
But right now, like, they don't ask him to do it all. And in his role of, hey, you've got two stud receivers on the outside, you got the best offensive line in football in front of you, and you got two really good running backs behind you. Oh, and a top seven tight end in the NFL. They just ask him to make good decisions. And that's why Frank Clark, when asked about it last week, kind of compared it to a college system. And he went out of his way to say, I don't mean that as disrespectful.
It's just how they run.
Frank Clark went to Michigan and he said, you know, 04, Jim Tressel, it's basically the read option stuff where they're going to make the linebackers and the defensive ends make a decision. And they trust Jalen Hurts to pay attention to what they're doing and make the right decision from there. And it's worked really, really, really well. So I just think that this is the best possible matchup we could have gotten in the NFL. Just if you have no rooting interest, this is the matchup you wanted.
You got 14-3 teams. Yeah.
If you don't care about
the two number one seeds.
Yeah. If you don't care about either one of these teams, like, this is the best matchup you could have possibly got.
For sure. Really quick, before we wrap up today's episode, I know we're going to talk about the health of the team all week. You guys are going to be live at Radio Row. But quick question, was the one game from Mahomes enough to not talk about the ankle again, or are we going to be hearing about it all week again?
We should probably keep talking about it.
You want to keep talking about it, or you think we will talk?
I think we will and probably should. Want is strong. I don't think I want to ever, like, consistently talk about
someone. I think should is stronger than want.
Yeah, probably. That's probably the reason why is a Philadelphia's defensive line. They're playing some bad defensive line. I don't think I'd be having that conversation. They're facing the number one sack team in the NFL this year. So, yeah, I think the man whose ankle is still hurt probably is a factor in this game.
But he gets 2 weeks off.
I know, and it still feels like we make a bigger deal about that than Jalen Hurts, who in week 18 of the regular season, we were still like, is his shoulder bothering him? And we're just going to be cool with that versus Mahomes, who every single time after a high ankle sprain in his NFL career seemingly goes for 400 yards and four touchdowns. So it's like, it doesn't even matter that he has a high ankle sprain, which is impressive. But the reason why I still think it's a story here, Kayla, is you can overcome it more when the talent on the field is there. And we still have so many other questions about the injuries. How's Juju? How's Tony? You know, all these other guys, like, we think, you know, we think we know McColl's not playing. That seemed pretty clear last week, but how are these other players? How are these other guys? Because those are the people who will help protect you with your ankle injury.
Yeah, I think he even said it after the game where he thought that he wouldn't have any problem going into Cincinnati with the straight line speed. It was more of the change of direction type stuff, which would make sense, right? If you're talking about a high ankle sprain, being able to move laterally would be a hindrance. But two, I mean, they said he didn't suffer any setbacks, right? We heard that the day after the game. No setbacks were suffered. So if you're to tell me that no setbacks were suffered, then it's not just that he has 2 weeks off. It's that he is now 3 weeks removed from the injury by the time he takes the field. High ankle sprain usually lasts 4 to 6 weeks. If we are to assume, even from a conservative point of view, that Mahomes is 15% more likely to, like, recover.
He already is based on the fact that he played in that game at the level that he played.
And I don't really think
you're not worried
it matters. I don't really think it matters. I mean, it's like a 5% worry to me.
Yeah.
10% worry. It's not something that I really feel like, because he's going to practice all week. We know that much.
Yeah.
He's going to practice all week. Time. He got to sit around and rest and recover. And we know he wasn't just doing that. You know, he spent all of last week in Kansas City rehabbing that ankle. Like, some of the stories that came out about what he was doing before the Cincinnati game just to get right. Now he's got a Super Bowl on the line. That dude has been dedicating every waking hour to making sure he's as close to 100% as possible.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, what's on tap for this week? Give us your spiel. Any exciting interviews lined up? Like I said, you'll be at Radio Row all week. What can we expect?
So we'll work on some stuff, both for our show in Kansas City and, of course, for this one. But yeah, we'll be in Arizona.
We're in Arizona already.
We're in Arizona.
What a long travel day.
We're not going anywhere.
We will remain in Arizona for the remainder of the week. So yeah, I think that between that and media night tonight, you're listening to this on a Monday, so we'll go out there tonight. There's going to be some unprecedented,
never before heard interviews. Because you know why they've never been heard before? Because we haven't even recorded them yet.
So
wow,
yeah.
Between that and the coverage we're planning on giving you on Sunday, I think we got a lot in plan. I know that this is like, it's not just a normal three episodes. If it's always game day in Kansas City, it's a big deal, as Nick pointed out, to be
the
here
biggest
in Arizona,
deal
to be here at the Super Bowl and to have a chance to talk to some of these players for what might end up being the single biggest game of their lives, depending on some of them. But we're happy to be here.
Who's your dream interview at Radio Row?
That's good.
Wait, Chiefs player or just like anybody else?
Anyone.
Ken Griffey Jr. He was there one time. What? He's a childhood idol.
Oh, I was just like, is he expected to be? That was a very random
He won once. My greatest moment ever for me personally at any Radio Row was when Jeff Goldblum once told me, "I like your look." And I thought that might be one of the highest compliments I've ever received.
How do you know?
Could you have a lot of celebrities just come up to you and
right
tell you things?
He looked right at me and motioned his hand. He said, "I like your look."
When was this?
Wow.
14 or 15?
That's like the highest of compliments.
Come on. Jeff Goldblum said it. Well, it's
Justin Timberlake just comes up to you and says stuff like.
Well, it was like he at the time, it was whenever Independence Day Resurrection was coming out, because he was doing press junket stuff with one of the Hemsworths. That's when he said it. Wow. If you want to track down the exact timeline of when he said, "I like your look," with that gesture, that was the time frame.
What was that gesture again?
This one. He said, "I like your look." He was gesturing towards my body.
Yeah.
Wow. I met Travis Kelce at Radio Row last year.
Also cool.
Maybe we'll meet him again.
I don't think he's in Radio Row.
Well, we can meet him at Media Day.
Yeah, that's true. We can run into him this week. Probably.
We'll see if he remembers you, Kayla.
I remember him at Radio Row a couple years ago, Kayla, because he was in that white Bronco hat, which I thought was very strong. Oh, yeah. Go back.
Wait, Broncos or Bronco?
Bronco.
Like O.J. Simpson white?
Oh, I thought you meant Broncos. I was like, that's...
It specifically had a Bronco on it.
Do we have time for an O.J. segment before we get out of here?
Please.
Is he your dream interview?
Yes.
Wait, do you actually have something to say about OJ or no?
Oh,
no.
No, I mean, what is there to say that hasn't already been said?
You know? What's your dream interview this week?
Detlef Schrempf.
That's even weirder than my answer. Kayla, who do you want us to get for the show this week?
Yeah, who's your dream interview for us?
Oh, gosh. Brad Pitt.
Wow, good.
It's good. You seen Bullet Train? It's great.
Never talked to him.
I haven't. I need to watch it.
First.
Well, he walked a Chiefs hat on the red carpet a few years ago after they won the AFC Championship.
No, I actually have a crazy story about the night I met Brad Pitt, but we don't have time for it in this episode. So that's a good teaser.
You met Brad Pitt?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Next episode?
Brad Pitt knows how to drink. Yeah, we'll talk about it. The night that Brad Pitt and I went out Shanghai.
Are you lying to me? Are you just messing
with
me?
No, we'll talk about it in the next episode. Yeah. Kayla, we got to go. So we got about 30 seconds to wrap up.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not. Okay.
I swear to God that if I met Brad Pitt and he said the same thing Justin Timberlake said to me, that you look like shit, I'd jump off a bridge. That'd be it for me.
At that point, the two most attractive men in the world both told you.
Two of the sexiest men alive. They're like, "Hey man, you look like shit. He'd be like, well, I guess that's it for me, fellas. I'll see you later.
And you'll have to listen back to a previous episode to hear the full story. On
yeah. Go find that one in the archives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, it's right. Tough because like you can't get any Chiefs people because they're not at Radio Row. So it's like, okay, who do we go to outside of that? Nick, is the Brett story real? Or are you just kidding?
You have to tune in on Wednesday to find out. Caleb.
Oh, okay. That's a good tease.
Like
great.
Else.
Yes, we'll find out on Wednesday. All right. Well, you guys go enjoy some beers. Hit up Dirk Bentley's bar for me, if you will. It's a good time. Whiskey Row. And we will talk to you all on Wednesday. We're going to hear more from Cody and Nick live from Radio Row, stories from that. And all of the things leading up to Super Bowl 57. That is Cody Tapp. He is Nick Schwartz. I'm Kayla Canarum. This is It's Always Game Day in Kansas City. And we will talk to you guys on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.